Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
I thought you were sleeping at Jason's.
Oh, we were going to, but
Brianna went missing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
She said you were there, Dickie. I don't want you leaving Jessica for a minute.
So
okay?
Everyone's going to be out today. Everyone's going to look for her and we're going to find her, okay?
Am I coming with you?
No. Do you know if Miss Simmons' next door is still around?
Eric slept pretty poorly, but it is better than home.
Bloody oath, mate. Did you sleep on the dunes?
Yeah.
Did you lose that ribbon?
No, it's in my bag.
Yeah, if someone sees us with that, they think we did something to
see kind of movement from Eric's backpack.
He'll reach in and...
Whoa.
And it is this eel-like creature.
It needs a name, right?
Breel.
You hear the sound of a record scratch, a door shut, the clink of glasses.
He pressed himself up against the glass and he was trying to look out.
You saw a blackboard.
Well, there must be like a school then, right?
So shall we go to the school then?
Blackboard, a globe, and a mystery. You're left puzzling what to do, with the only real inclination being that you need to get to school to figure out what the hell is going on.
What is this little creature trying to tell us?
Yes.
Remember the creature's name?
Why did we name it such an awful thing?
Because you let a 10-year-old name it.
You weren't quick enough.
This is true.
You weren't quick enough and it liked the name. So with the nudging of Breel, your fantastic little superpowered
eel
thing.
Highly protective of a group with some healing powers.
And able to evoke vivid memories.
Mm. Mm.
Its own memories, we think.
Possibly.
Yes.
Not sure.
You're not
really sure about anything. It also doesn't quite have a mouth, so.
No.
Can't
but it can,
quite
it can nod.
It can nod.
Yeah.
It's got.
It definitely understands us.
It's got head-like tendencies.
Yeah.
So, how are you going to get into school?
Well,
what
we've got bikes.
Do?
We could break in, or we could just ask
Mr. Woolley.
Yeah.
Mr. Woolley.
Or we could ask Dickie's mum.
Oof.
Oof. Well,
does anyone know a way in?
I mean,
it wouldn't be terribly
it's not
hard
a
to break
super
into.
Imposing building.
No,
it's not like
very old.
I also feel like maybe a window might just be open.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can we have a quick look?
You bicycle over to the
Let
school,
us
the one we're in
the
public
school.
Well, the three of us do, and one of us runs.
Yeah. Yes,
Eric,
that's right. Eric following.
Eric
jogs along.
Yes.
Like an antelope.
Yes.
Gracefully loping along behind your friends. When you get to the Warrawirran building, it's like it's out of time. It's a red brick building standing amidst the scrubs and the dust, beaten and weathered, but it does not yield to the elements around it. Just the sight of it puts the fear of God into you. Because it's an old converted chapel.
Oh, right.
It was, a pointy testament to God's will.
And not because we're not meant to be back here for another month or two.
A couple of weeks and then we're back in. School starts in February, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, mate.
It definitely works. Every school child who's sent in gets this feeling of, I don't know, doom and damnation and pious lecturing and depending on the teacher. It can fit around kind of 100. It's like kind of segmented and they've had to erect a few little kind of
divider
cabins well off to the side.
Yeah.
For little extra classrooms.
Yes.
Sorry, you're just bringing me back to my primary school now. Thank you.
Yeah, those ones that are kind of built above ground with little wooden planks and stilts that go down into the earth.
Do they have those prefabs? Are they more 80s?
What's prefab?
Those are 80s.
The 80s. It's a prefabricated building, basically.
Right, yeah. Well, you just know that there's definitely crawl spaces under certain classrooms in the school where feral cats have been known to copulate. You saw some kittens there once.
And snakes.
I was going to say that time that they shut the school down to deal with the snakes before any of the kids get bitten.
Yeah. I jumped over a snake once going up when I was in primary school.
Did a sick kickflip over it.
Basically, yeah.
And of course, you've got all the lizards and it shouldn't be a novelty to kids, but it
lizards
is. It's a source
fun.
Of excitement.
It's a gecko.
Yeah, and you try and catch them and
the
their tails
move.
Fall off in your hand, still wiggling and writhing.
Yeah.
So there's not a specific way in. There's definitely windows.
Were there any cars parked there when we came up? Like, does it seem like anyone else is at the school currently?
No.
Great.
No. It's abandoned.
How far away is the town hall where we might find Charlie, who might have keys?
It's around, like, nothing's too far away. It's around 10 minutes on your bike. But Charlie doesn't really teach at the school.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have a way in.
No. Well,
don't know if he'd give us the keys either.
We'd have, like, so if it's an old chapel, it'd have, like, a main set of, like, double doors. Mm-hmm. It's more than likely locked.
Yes.
And then it would have, like, a side door. Like a single
door. For the vestry,
whatever that means. But
it's the place where the priest
prepares stuff.
Where they get.
And that's at the back.
Get pumped.
They get jacked.
I have a picture.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yes.
I imagine like around the other side, you'd have one of those little single doors. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Do any of those windows crack? Do they slide open?
Dickie will absolutely try the front door first.
Oh, okay. Go for it. Yeah. I mean, I just assumed it was closed. That's very wise.
It's locked. Yeah, it is locked.
That's like the first thing Dickie would do is like, oh, yeah, we're at school. Open the front door. Oh.
Jessica, have you got a bobby bin? Oh, I don't actually know how to do this.
Kids might surprise you, particularly in the 70s. They might have some skill.
The windows are pretty heavy. I don't believe
they think they'd open like on a rotation rather than a slide,
so
right?
So you might, I don't know, you might be able to slip in. It's going to be
why'd you look at Dickie for that?
It's going to be a squeeze because it won't open the whole way. It kind of...
I'll try.
It opens from the bottom and slides.
Yeah, Dickie, if we lift you up, can you get in, unlock the door?
I mean, I usually get into small spaces when I'm out, like, going on adventures and finding things. And there's always that little crawl spaces and I climb up trees. So, yeah, I reckon I can do that.
Well, we'll give it a go.
Come on, give me a boost.
So you boost him up. Dickie, I would like you to make a brawn check.
Oh, God damn it.
For this.
Push yourself in there.
Yeah, because it is quite tight. So, and as we said, you know, Dickie's not a little 10.
No, he's a little bit pudgy.
You're not tiny.
He's not a rake.
Yeah, you're not tiny and you're not...
We thought we'd be breaking back into school, eh?
What are you trying to be?
Trying to get out the whole time, yeah?
I would like you to beat a 6.
Watch Dickie do this with his worst possible die.
explode.
This is a planned one. It's not super
Yeah, we're not like, shit, there's people chasing us.
You've got time to figure out, so...
I used all my adversity tokens on something yesterday. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Well, you'll have to fail.
Explosion.
Did you? Explosion. Did you really?
He rolled a four. Well,
it's 1 in 4 to explode in your weakest die. Hey!
And he rolled another four.
Double four.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Amazing. So you
slippery
just,
little
yeah,
sucker.
So you kind of, you boost Dicky up. Maybe he hops onto Jono's back.
Oh, yeah. The thing where I'm like struggling on his shoulders, pushing my face into his head and like around and in his face and his eyes and just trying to get purchase. And then like with one hand on his neck, like trying to push the window open.
And what is it that it, do you see like do you just kind of, you're limbered up from this morning's bike ride and that's just made you a bit loosey-goosey?
Yeah, and I think he might like push it enough that he can like slip his head through, and then he'll just kind of try and hoist himself, so he's literally gonna like fall in head first,
right,
almost,
yes,
to do like a very ungraceful like tumble roll.
I love you get to do your hero role description and it's totally embarrassing.
Yeah, it's great. Of course
well
it is.
Done for taking it to do that. See, all right, Eric, so
let's barrel roll and a front flip and lands on his feet.
Hey!
So you kind of get in, dust yourself off.
You hear the sound of the thump inside as he lands.
And it echoes because it's high ceilings and, you know, was once a chapel.
Yeah, lucky town's quiet today.
Yes.
Cool.
So you kind of go past the various tables and chairs set up. There's dividers within it that they've put in extra walls to make it more... classrooms. Not that there's much kids in the town anyway. Yeah. So,
Quick question. Who's got Briel?
I believe think it's Dicky at the moment.
Dicky was the last person to have.
Yeah,
Briel.
Yeah. You had it passed them to me, and then I passed
the memory.
Them to you.
That's right.
The memory, and then they were like nestled around your neck.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you took Briel in.
Yeah, well, I can't see why not.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Briel with. Also, maybe like I guess his thought process is, well, Briel's the one that showed me the blackboard in the room, so maybe Briel might react to whatever room is the one we want.
Yeah. So you kind of plonk in, you kind of dash through.
Yeah. Pop up, he'll like point towards the back end to be like, oh, open the back door.
Yeah. You go towards the back door, is like through the kind of headmaster's office. Which
all his spare eyes.
Yeah. So it's probably best to just open the front door.
Okay. Yeah. Is someone? Oh, okay. Is that closer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, maybe just pop over to the front and open up those doors.
We'll just slip in if you can open them. No
lovely.
Dramas.
Yeah. You cool. do. Amazing.
Hoping they weren't locked. Like the key.
The dust motes are kind of settling in the air. The sun streams through what were once meant to be stained glass windows before the town realized that, you know, a chapel for what the population was at that time was just, you know, a wanker who thought too much of God to see the dust and the muck when the town's only like 50 minus. Now that we've got more around 2,000 people, they built a proper
church.
A proper chapel. But then it was kind of like, well, what do we do with this now? Fantastic.
Put the kids
in it. Lock the doors.
Let them deal with
it. Hunky-dory. So you're kind of navigating around. Yeah. The classrooms are kind of, they're more just little segments with some tables and chairs.
It's weird being in school when no one's here.
Briel, and he would like always like bring the wrist up. No, that's right. He like pats very gently on his. Like, we're trying to find that classroom that you showed me in the little dream. So like, can you like give a wriggle or a glow or something?
It kind of, Briel slides down your hand onto the floor and is kind of moving towards, you know, if this was a proper church, the aisle that leads straight down to the end, which
to
is...
To what would be the like the main classroom?
Or it's Woolly's door.
Oh, that's a headmaster's office. Everyone, let's go to headmaster's office.
We follow Briel all the way down.
And he's taken his office is the vestibule, you know, the highest honcho in the school.
Thinks of himself as the high priest of education, doesn't he?
I've been in here a few times, actually. Not too many times, but a couple of times.
And he does have a flair for the dramatic old Wooly.
Mm.
So you get to the door. It's locked.
Ah.
It's, you know, big wooden door.
I'm going to...
Curved with the roof.
I figure, you know... Security is not going to be that tight. I'm going to look around for an obvious place. He might stash the key or a spare key.
Yeah.
Oh, the doormat under Wooly's office.
You know, maybe there's a teacher's desk or something behind a book somewhere, like tucked on a shelf. I don't know. I'm just going to sort of look in places I think there might be a key stash.
Yeah. So there is a somewhat teacher's lounge. As you kind of head off, it's as you would exit a church. It's kind of like that gathering area.
Yeah.
Oh, like the foyer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, you know, no one enters through because it's now been converted to a haphazard ramshackle teacher's lounge.
For all two or three of the teachers.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they drink their coffee and tell the kids to get out.
Yeah. It's mainly just a storage area, so any kind of outdoor activity, there's kind of like a net of you know, balls and footies and, you know, cricket stuff kind of just in the corner.
Some stumps,
there
a few spare bats.
Exactly. There is kind of like a little bit of a breakfast bar set up where just they can put their mugs and their coffee.
Where would Wooly keep a spare key?
There's not literally like one of those like key racks on the end that has like the keys to all the classrooms, is there? Like where they would hang up on the wall and just have like the keys to every room.
There is.
Oh, well, Dickie goes right to that.
Oh, right, yeah, the keys.
But it's really hard to tell which one would fit.
There's a lot of keys.
Yeah, there's a lot of keys.
I mean, we could just try, like, every one until we find the one that's the headmaster's.
Can I use brains to figure out what, like, at least narrow it down, what looks like it would fit that door?
Oh, the one that has the big W on it.
Yeah,
for
that's right. I mean, keys match their doors to some degree, right?
Yeah, it's probably a 7 difficulty.
On my...
rings.
D12, it's possible.
It's possible.
I will take an adversity token as I got a 5. Well, it could be any of these. I don't know.
Huh?
That one's for the outside classroom.
There's around 12.
Let's
try them all.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like a luck like roll, but can Yiki just take a random one off there and try and use it? He would literally use the one on the bottom. No, the top left, the first one.
The first one.
The first key. He'll just like grab that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, well, it kind of makes sense, right? Because you know, Wooly,
and it's pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. So as you go to kind of grab the key rack, you realize it's not a rack; it's a cabinet.
Oh, it is itself locked?
No. It kind of swings open, and there you have a spare key to Wooly's office.
Oh. So he goes to grab like the one, like the first key. There's like, because it makes sense, because like Wooly's the headmaster, so he should be the first. Oh, what's that?
Well, I was gonna say, like, don't we have like a magic eel friend? I bet they can open doors.
It's a magic eel. She can't do everything.
Oh, sorry. The limitations.
Can't perform miracles.
Oh my gosh!
Stick it through.
Says the person who randomly found the key.
Stick it through the keyhole. See what happens. Go, Briel.
So we grab the spare key.
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of walk through. You open the doors into Wooly's office, and it's a lot more lavish than certainly the rest of the school.
That's where the budget went.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And you know Wooly, he runs play readings. He pretends to be more of an academic sort.
I heard he gives the seniors a little bit of port in his office.
Mm.
I don't know. I just don't trust Wooly that much. Did you hear about like what he does on Fridays? Like apparently after school, like every Friday, you know that abandoned house just on the edge of the... of a town, he goes in there for a couple of hours. He's saying this as he's looking around.
Yeah.
He goes in there for a couple of hours and no one else comes in ever. And then he just exits after a couple of hours and no one knows what he does in there or why.
Dickie, there has to be the most boring rumor about Wooly that there is.
That probably means it's true then.
I just
probably
don't like him.
Yeah,
I think he's
true.
A creep.
I thought Wooly was a pirate.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Or a shearer?
A what?
Like, he shears sheep.
Shears sheep.
Why before would he was you a think principal. He's a woolly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was bad.
Her love points go up. like in a Sims. The love of them.
Eric looks sad.
I only just got that joke.
Eric becomes slightly dejected. That is aww. Bad. That is bad joke. He's like, oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Tried though.
So
I looked down at Briel, mm-hmm. who's I guess inching along the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Briel.
Go, 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 go. Are we getting warm, buddy?
Yeah, so you definitely see a globe in the center of Willy's office. It's a big thing where all the kind of continents are mother of pearl, set on this, creamy colored globe. The writing is gold inlay. You have Jesus. A big, big flag of Australia up on the wall. You have countless bookshelves and you have a huge kind of cabinet.
And is there a blackboard in this in his office at all?
You don't see one, no. Okay. No. Yeah.
While we're sort of wandering in the room and my eyes fall on the bookcase, can I see if there's anything on opals?
Opals.
Yeah.
I
know it might not be that topical because we're not supposed to get them around here. But.
Yeah, there's definitely books on, you find books on kind of history.
Yeah.
Willy's said for a while that he wants to kind of do the town history of
any
Warrawirin.
Sort of, yeah, local history or
one's about
mineralogy.
Goldie McMahon.
That one, I would like to take that one.
Yeah, yes, so please. you take it with
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to put that in my backpack. Yeah. I'm going to. Borrow it.
Yeah, it's more of I guess
sign it out.
I guess it's more of a zine.
I do intend to return it
because it's not. It's kind of self bound.
Yeah, it's more like a journal.
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
There's a lot of bush poems, a lot of kind of Aussie folk paraphernalia.
Yeah, if I see the Goldie thing, I'm definitely going to be like, oh yeah, that's yeah. that looks handy.
And there's stuff on minerals, although it's more about iron and because it's a huge.
It's
the thing that feeds the town.
Yeah.
So not so much about
gems or anything.
No,
yeah, okay,
opals. It's
fine.
Mainly history and poetry.
Yeah. You said there was
he's
a...
got the Shakespeare, collection.
Ugh.
You said there was a big cabinet in the room as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dickie found a spare key in one cabinet. Stands to reason that another cabinet's going to hold, because he goes, well, there's the globe, and
that's the one you saw, Dickie.
Yeah, and it said Mother of Pearl, and there was people with glasses, and they were drinking some sort of I actually think I didn't say this before, but I think it might be blood because I tasted blood, but it looked brown, which is a little bit different. But he shrugs his shoulders. Maybe that's what alcohol tastes like. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I also saw a blackboard, but yeah.
That might just been. To get us to come to school, the globe's pretty special deal, right?
You also have his desk, which has a large a record player on it.
Yeah, didn't you say? I look at the record player and say, didn't you say there was something to do with it, like a needle, like a record scratch or something?
Oh yeah, that's the first sound I heard. I heard a record scratching.
Mm. Right. Is there a record on the turntable?
Yeah, there is.
Does anyone know how to use it? Because I'm not allowed to use it at home.
It says Australian folk poetry, 1950s.
I'm gonna flick it on.
Yep.
Put it up to speed and then drop the needle on it while we have a look.
As you drop the needle, there is some kind of strings playing loosely in the backgrounds, the kinds that you use to kind of narrate a bedtime story or a folk story, just something to have in the background as a scratchy old male voice begins to read the poem.
Send her down, Huey. The rouseabouts roared in an obscene petition addressed to our Lord. The clouds gloomed above had darkened the plain, and the shearers were racing to cut off the rain. They were paid on a contract, no profit to shirk, and wet sheep were out, no money, no work. But the blue tongues were
different. As you're hearing this poem, this dry voice that kind of resonates throughout the room, the dust motes swirling in the air, the sun streaming. I'm going to need Jono and Eric to roll me grit. It's a snap, and it's needing to beat a 7.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. For you, Jono, at least. You good?
20.
Oh, fantastic.
Don't even need to explode it.
You get a weird sense of deja vu. A very strange sense of deja vu. That you've definitely heard this before, but you have no memory of where you heard it.
Right.
But it's like something that wiggled into your brain. It's not a comfortable feeling. How are you doing, Eric?
I rolled a 9.
Oh, great. Amazing.
On my D10, so I'm good as well.
Oh. So can I ask if how much of that poem that Jono would kind of understand?
What's your brains?
My brains is a D12.
D12.
So my second best. Like, I'm guessing he would vaguely get that it's about rain.
It's about rain, yeah. It's also about the...
It's about being able to, like, bring on the rain.
Yeah.
Because we get to still make money.
Exactly.
While it's raining, yeah. But not work.
You would get
that's
the kind
the vague
of central
sense I
some
know,
of the
right?
some of the poetry
yeah.
and phrasing goes a bit over your head, as you know, kind of most poetry does. It's nice to sit back and listen to. But what is left permeating your brain is that it's a story of workers who want a break.
A break,
and,
yeah.
And are hoping for the rain so yeah. that they can still, you know, stay on board and get paid.
Does Eric,
I think it would go over his head.
Yeah, it goes completely over Eric's head.
Because Jess is more their age. Does she seem to have an understanding of it too?
Let me just roll for her.
We both get that odd feeling, right? Even if you don't understand it as well as Jono does, we both kind of share a
collective uncomfortable deja vu moment.
That kind of frown of like, oh, have I... I've heard that.
Is that right, Ellen? Both of us feel that feeling? Okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
But it doesn't like totally wig us out. We're just like, oh.
Yeah. However,
I've heard that, but I haven't heard it.
However, Briel is freaking the fuck out.
Oh no.
While the record was playing, you the teens were kind of just swept up in this sense of, it's like a deep inhalation, right? That you just almost stop, you realize halfway through that you stopped breathing there for a while, and that you're just trying to puzzle where, you know, you felt this sensation last. Briel went completely stiff, like, you know, it's their body just tensed up, like you could probably pick Briel up and wave it like a stick and not have it move or flop around.
Yeah.
And then it begins to kind of smack and writhe around on the floor. It's uncomfortable. It's in flashing bright red and yellow.
I think if Dickie sees this like during the thing, because he doesn't get the same reaction that the two of you do, he'll like kind of rush over to Briel and check on him to make sure he's like okay, and like tries to like comfort him as best as he possibly can, trying to figure out the source, because he doesn't immediately make the connection that it's maybe from the, because that doesn't make sense. Why would a record make someone uncomfortable? But he just tries to like comfort him, bring him up.
Yeah,
like, it's okay, it's all right, what's wrong?
It continues to glow brilliantly. Your hand gets red hot, so much that you might actually have to drop Briel.
Oh shit, yeah.
And it lets out this...
As soon as the poem's over and that's... I take the needle off. Take the needle off.
It kind of slumps.
Sorry, Briel. Is this what you wanted to show us?
It was a record scratch that I heard. So it was the sound of it either starting or stopping. But that must... I didn't hear that, but that must have been what was played.
It's definitely a clue of some kind.
The record shatters.
Whoa. I love this. Just like
that's why I'm not allowed to.
I've lost my cards.
That's why I'm not allowed to use vinyl, because I break them.
You get the sense like almost like it was superheated there for just a brief second, like, you know, holding a torch up to glass, just heating, heating, heating until it just gets to the point where it can take no longer. And it shatters on Wooly's desk, shards everywhere. And I hand Sean a card.
Oh, interesting. Able to control technology. They'll, fuck, try that again. Able to control technology telepathically.
Oh, so Briel smashed the record.
Well, you can see that it was having an adverse effect on Briel. Yeah. Just putting it in intense bouts of pain.
Mm.
Briel went hot. The record went hot.
We are in so much trouble.
Yes, you're in the headmaster's office.
And we've made a mess.
Fucking
made
with a his mess. Shit. You broke a record.
Stole a book.
You made a mess. You stole a book.
And we're about to look in his cabinet.
And you're about to... There's also... don't forget, there is also the desk drawers.
Yep.
There's
globe the cabinet itself.
And there is a big cupboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Which one do you want to go for?
Well, should we clean up? We're going to, while Dickie starts looking, we're going to clean up the shards of the
Dickie
record.
Really does not
and
care
Jess
about
will kind
that.
Of, yeah, Jess yeah. is pretty rebellious. So yeah. It's a kind of brother-sister duo there.
I feel like Jess would go to the desk to keep Dickie away from the broken shards of the record. So Jess will go to the desk.
Yeah.
And Dickie will go straight for that cabinet that he was eyeing off.
There's like a red book. I don't know. It kind of looks like a journal. Should I check it out?
What does it say? What does it say on the front?
It doesn't say anything. It's just blank. Oh. It's like leather.
Maybe it's like a secret diary or like some sort of like, I don't know. Maybe all the secrets are on there.
Wooly's laptop's here.
As Ellen opens up her MacBook.
Oh no, we look and see all the security cameras that are watching us this whole time.
Wait, did we bring a netrunner?
It's like, it's me. Your GM is the netrunner. And I'm into the story, baby. I'm hacking it. In. It's a lot of like, I don't know, like it's like, what's the thing that the priest does? The homily?
Yeah. The sermon.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess maybe it's from the times that Wooly leads chapel, but that's, I don't know. It's like, this one's got a red ribbon in it. It says, "Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose?" The fuck? "Or bore his jaw with a thorn? Will he make supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as a bird, or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens?" I don't.
Do I recognize
it's just
that?
Bible stuff,
he's like,
right?
He's like flipping through the dictionary, and he like looks up Leviathan.
What's a Leviathan?
And he's like, in biblical use, it makes sense. It's a Christian school. A sea monster. Identified in different passages with the whale and the crocodile. Oh, and with the devil. So kind of like a bunyip.
I mean, I don't know. All those things sound really different to me, but I guess it's something bad.
Is Briel a Leviathan?
Nah,
Briel's Leviathans were meant to be really big.
Yeah, Briel's not a whale or like a sea monster.
Well, sea monster. Found Briel in the little water thing.
He's not a monster. He's like a little worm.
We
don't even know it's a he. We called it Briel.
Yeah, it could be a she. God damn it. Yeah.
Well, Briel. I'm saying it's a he for now, and he doesn't seem to be adversely affected to it, so he shrugs his shoulders.
It kind of like...
I mean, could rocks be male or female? Are you a rock, Briel?
Briel is not making head nor tail of what any of you. It's just kind of like looking at you as each person talks. It's kind of like swiveling its little
Eric
its little eel head.
Briel and be like, "Are you a Leviathan, Briel? Are you a Briel Leviathan eel?"
Look, it's an eel, so it can't shrug, but it just doesn't. It doesn't know what you're saying. It doesn't.
That's fine. You.
I'm guessing
that's
there's
fine.
A Bible in the room.
Yes.
Can I try and find the passage?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know
I'm
where the
guessing
passage
it's
is.
In, I'm guessing, Phil is guessing that it's in Revelations.
Nope.
No, it's Old Testament.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how much Jono knows about.
I'll take a brains.
Brains trust?
Yeah. Although you'd need to have like a pretty in-depth knowledge
of
the Bible.
Yeah, go for it.
So I'm going to say it's a 12.
Okay, that's, I have to max out my die.
Yeah.
We'll take an adversity if I get high enough.
Oh, did you take an adversity token last time?
I did, yes. I just got a 12.
Hey.
Shit, really?
Yes, I just got to roll the 12.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, is it in Revelations? And then I was like, oh, no.
It's Job.
Not, is it?
It's Job.
Job.
41.
They taught us about this. Yep. They taught us about this at the end of last year, the story of Job.
Yeah.
He's like, he gets like pissed off at God. No, God, the devil says, I bet I can make Job stop believing in you. And God's like, yeah, go on then. And so he does all kind of horrible shit to him.
Oh.
And eventually he's like, yeah, God, you're an asshole.
I like the idea that you're telling this to Eric, and Eric's like slack jawed, being like, uh-huh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Big Dickie's like,
don't you remember you were in my class?
Yeah, no, I remember.
If the Bible was taught like that.
I helped you with
that,
your assignment on it.
If the Bible was taught like that, I actually would have paid attention.
Yeah. Especially you, Dickie, with your interest in, you know, the Loch Ness monster and,
yeah,
and creatures, oh, and Leviathans from
Revelations,
deep
Dickie
below.
Would eat the fuck up.
Yeah, you remember actually it was a Woolly stepped in to do kind of like a lesson, like a kind of informal one with a few of his kind of favorite students, or with the teens as it were. And he was kind of doing a, what is the study of biblical things, Chris? You know, I always forget the word.
Theology,
yeah. I don't know why I always go L.
Liturgical.
He did like a kind of weird theology lesson where he was talking about misconceptions from the Bible and also how we use it as a way to tell history, him being such a history buff, that a Leviathan, you know, to our ears because of the translation, we're not sure what it is, but you know, what's the difference between a whale and a Leviathan? You know, kind of, he was kind of demystifying the sense of some of the words that are used in that translation of the Bible anyway.
It's weird he would specifically teach us about that story.
It was a while ago. You just had a very, very good memory.
It's like just a flash of
memory.
Yeah.
Like Willie's definitely one of those headmasters to kind of hold. A little like, oh, let's just do some learning. Like kind of sitting on the desk, like, you know,
very informal,
encouraging bright minds and picking out his favorite students and having like little play readings with them or extra classes or extracurriculars. Or sometimes he would even kind of wheel in a TV. Yes. Into a classroom kind of like a bit after hours and host like a movie.
So it's kind of like a theological Dead Poets Society sort of deal.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, he sounds like a great principal. Mm. Sounds like an incredible principal. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. He seems like a cool guy.
For a regional town, like he could absolutely be like meter ruler slaps and like getting the belt out.
That's Keith.
Yeah, it's absolutely Keith.
That's the cop.
But like, I mean, that could also just be the principal.
Yeah, it could just be the
principal. Yeah,
you don't have an upper limit on them.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Woolly still uses corporal punishment. There's a ruler.
I was going to say, that just comes across as normal.
Yeah.
It's completely fine.
Yeah,
it's normal to us,
It's not even called corporal punishment. It's just punishment.
Yeah, he's definitely not as,
just learning.
You know, liberal with it. Or liberal with the brandishing it, but you have had kids who have, once he gets to use it, he can be pretty vicious.
Come out with a sore bum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He'll have disrespect.
You can't sit properly for like a week.
I was going to say, during that time that Jess starts reading out Leviathan and there's that that kind of banter going on around what that means, that's when Dickie will start kind of rummaging through the cabinet to see what he can kind of find in there.
Mm.
I'm just going to make a note in my head of the passage, because I'll be able to find another Bible really easily.
Yeah. Job 41.
1 to 20.
Yeah.
if you're playing along at home, everybody.
With your Bible. With your Bible.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Thank you. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.